This is July the 6th, 1991, 9 a.m. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning. Let me clean up a little bit. It's supposed to be our fingers that are tired. Well, I'll just override her a minute. She doesn't want to leave the party. I don't blame her. The only time we let her out is for me. And I feel a little bit bad about that. Jermaine sits with us, as he always does. But I give him the place of honor. If the messages that he's bringing right now were not sold, well, let us call them technical as we're moving along. I would just turn this meeting over to him, but I have friends here too. And I pulled rank. And I am Hetzon. I come in the light of radium in service unto our Creator. That may sound a bit self-serving for myself, but you have to understand that we all are creations from the magnificent thought of Creator Source. And any of us, at whatever rank or level, who forgets that, is destined to fall a very long way down. And I would remind everybody, please, what God has created in his thought patterns and projected into what we will call manifested life form can as easily uncreate that projection as he created it. And then it doesn't matter. It will only exist, having been once created, in the records of the universe. For all electrical impulses having entered into the frequency system, network, if you will, and being recorded in the electrical circuitry of the universe, is never taken away. That is a gross misconception of ones who don't really understand that of which they're speaking. Ones will project to another, well, you have been removed from the Akashic record for this, that, or the other reason for service. No. Your file may have been pulled from some set of data. I cannot comment on that. I have no interest in that. That is between that one and whatever his service might be. But never anything having been once created always is recorded. And when I use the term uncreate, I use it simply because I use the term create. If God changes his mind and wishes to withdraw that thought, then it wasn't going very well. Then he's very capable of doing that. Remember that we are locked in to your language. And very few of your words are suitable for any level of understanding beyond that which you're experiencing in a very primitive society. And one would say to me, then you lied to us. In the beginning you said, if I had walked into your lives in the beginning and I had said, you are an electric electrical pulse starting from the one unit, moving in cycles, dividing into pairs, then dividing into four pairs. And you make a loop back onto a void, which is God. And that there is no manifestation. Everything is an illusion. All of you would have said to me, go away, you are false. In different terms. Those of you who had that perception already, to some extent, would have said, well, let us hear a little bit more about it. But if you are going to reconstruct and make correct the incorrect perceptions of the eons of time, the millions and billions of years, which have gotten you into this miserable mess that you're in, it requires starting at kindergarten, preschool. Actually, if I could take the child before it has even come forth from the birth canal, I would do so. Because the moment it begins to see, it sees properly. You begin to adjust its sight, its hearing, its belief system. And then as it grows and it asks you questions, you say, oh yes, there goes the train on the track. Why? Well, because, you know, and a good parent will say, go ask your father, or vice versa. But usually if it's a train, it'll be go ask your father. So father will come up with this magnificent story of how you put, you used to, first you always start with what you thought was romantic. And that was shoveling wood or coal into a furnace, creating steam, and going forth. Those were the grand days. Then you started using carbon, your life source, and burning it. So you came up then with a diesel engine. So you put diesel in there and it pushes you along. It doesn't go anywhere. Spacecraft doesn't go anywhere. You're looking for me somewhere where I'm not. Because I'm as near as your breath. You don't perceive it. When you come into understanding, it is not going to be coming into a different kind of vision where you walk out to the parking lot and there's a crack. That may be where you see it. But that is because it will be projected into your senses. From there. Because your source decides what it is you will see and where you will see it. And yet it is physical as life itself. And I don't speak of this life here. It is invisible. And therefore, your whole universe is invisible. You are able to see what is manifest because it has coalesced. And it is reflecting. And guess what it's reflecting? It is reflecting that which is light. And that is God. You cannot start the child with an understanding of that statement. You don't understand it. You can better comprehend it. Don't misunderstand your learning process. Very much that you comprehend at a much higher level. You may not understand sitting in this room. Because you have to overturn all of the misconceptions before the mind will accept it. You have been taught to reason, but you do not reason, you calculate. And I've already launched into my sermon, and I promised myself I would not do that. We have friends with us. I would like them to share with me themselves. Susie saw.
Yes, sir. Yes,
give me this a woman understands me. The rest of you listen.
It is good to be here in your presence. I am very happy to say that, not smugly, just with great gratitude, that when you said, you don't even know where I am, where to look for me. You look for me in the wrong place. And I felt how torn you are within. So, thank you for that knowledge. Thank you for greeting us today. It has been a marvelous experience for Bob and me to be here with everyone. I ask if you will please continue helping me to open my inner eyes and have true vision and take away whatever veil or barrier is keeping me from growing more. I would like to be able to work in God's service with greater awareness and knowledge. So I ask for your help and your prayers and that and your blessings. Thank you.
I hear your pressure. I hear all of you. This is a room wherein I always have to qualify this. If I had any hair, I could let it down. You are friends. I have to have friends, too. Always seek, but don't be too restless at your level of growth. I have to remind all of you, regardless of your age, and we have some here to the age of beginning. I don't want to hear I'm old. I don't want to hear that from anyone. You are child. Almost to the primitive infant. To be of service, you cannot judge under any circumstances that you have by which to discern what is needed. And therefore, you cannot remember at what level of service you left to come back here to serve. Ones of you were birthed in different circumstances, different forms of living, different colors, different creeds, different races. And you were birthed at a time in your perception which would put you at the most reasonable time to be of service during this transition. You need the stability of the experience of having walked a journey on this place. And yet you need the youth to come along, understand the technicalities of motion and non-motion, so that you can make a transition at a proper time. Don't struggle with your awareness. Always keep within the shield. This is a dangerous group from the physical standpoint. But once asked within that circle of our life and our protection, it gets very hard to get at you. Unless you choose purposely, intentionally within to remove that shield. We must honor that. And I can give you an example of that. We don't listen to your mouth. It isn't that I don't hear what the mouth says. And when the mouth expresses that beauty within, that's wondrous. Because you have assumed your own power. But we have a situation where one came, one searched, one thought they found. One's asked to be included. And then the moment out of sight, and the pressures again from life influences hit you. They are still saying, oh, but I just need to do this, or I need to do that. And I know that's not what you said do, but I want to do it, but I want to stay in the circle. The heart is saying, I prefer to do it humanly. Keep my thing. The heart has turned off the light. The mouth has nothing to do with it. And that is a loss. This is where the higher energy is weak. This is where the pain comes. When one has the ring in the hand and throw it away. And they don't even realize they're doing it. They will say, well, I have a right to do this. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But where are your values? Are you placing them in a place that is dying of radioactivity? Or are you asking the protection of the shield to get you off this place? I don't discipline Dharma too much for her rattling. It's hard to sit and come first privy to the kind of information pouring forth. It isn't that it hasn't been told to you before, but nobody paid any attention. It was speculated at the time that you started testing the bomb, the atomic bomb, that this planet would be past reversibility by year 1962. You're talking almost half a century, 3 decades. You're in trouble. You passed it. That is not an easy thing to reverse. You have messed up the atomic system. You have split the atoms. You have fused the atoms. You have tinkered with the death metals. And your population is dying of radiation. You call it cancer, AIDS. You are all dying of radiation poison. I can't walk into a room and make that announcement without everybody who is New Age, Christian, Jew, you name it, getting up and walking out. God has promised us that. God promised you one thing, that you could seek and return to the kingdom of God if you lived right, according to the law. Made a second promise that before everything fell into a heap of rubble or blew away, the word would be produced. And you see, I too watch Dharma sit there and realize that we're writing history. History of a species, history of a planet. A man doesn't want to hear it. Neither does he want to change it. Jack Cole says to me on the radio, smart ass, he has no conscience. No one of you have any conscience of what this is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you in this room, I don't want you to worry about it. Don't worry about it. You have to release. God promised the word would go forth. The word is going forth. Will you be caught up in this? Of course, you're caught up in it. You volunteered to be caught up in it, to serve wherever you can, wherever you might be needed. And sometimes it is just to be sturdy and steady enough to be. You cannot comprehend it. Your mind is not made to comprehend it. You have not expanded your mind. It has been pummeled and lied to until it's this tiny little worm of a thing. And once it expands, you will understand that it's immaterial. And you will also be able to better understand why God will not interfere. That man must do it because man wishes to do it. And if man wishes to do it, he will come again under the laws of the creation at the very least. And he will be brought into the kingdoms of the safety zone when he chooses to accept and acknowledge and try to live by the laws of God. That doesn't mean man has to be perfection. It only means he has to understand none of this evil nonsense will be brought into the orderly society of God. Now maybe it's like an alcoholic who, right up until liftoff, knows in his heart and just can't really handle it. That is for God and that one to evaluate. What are you going to do when you get over there on Corton ship? Are you willing to go through the discipline required to live on that ship in an orderly society? Yes, sir. Pop on. You see, ones are looking for rapture. I believe that a man was crucified and spilled his blood and washed me clean of all my sins. You know what? He didn't even wash himself clean of his sins. That wasn't the point of the journey, much less yours. And you ones better get ready. There won't be many going. Not in your perspective and your perception. You cannot save anything. That's like taking Oberle here. Let's bring him up on a cross, and now we're going to pronounce as the master priest that his dying, we're going to hold him there, you see. He's not going to go willingly and hop on. So we're going to hold him there, shackle him there, kill him, and now we're going to pronounce that he just sacrificed and died for all your sins. Hallelujah, brother. All aboard. Now we will wait for the rapture. Meanwhile, I'm going to go right about all the things that God said don't do. because, well, they voted that in over here and that in over there. You see, one wants to pick with me. Well, Hatton, it says. Don't tell me what it says. I'm only interested in what God said and what you do. But always, yes, always. Always it was that way, but it was not right any more than your scientists are right and they're killing you. You're dying because of it. Somehow, you see, it's better to have a lump in the breast. Or cancer of the prostate. And you blame it on this or that or saccharin in your pump. You are being radiated right to death. There is only in this universe compression and expansion, period. And your cells, because of the radiation, are being expanded to death. This causes mutation of cells. The functioning of the universe is so incredibly simple. You only have to remember like three things. There's only compression and expansion. Everything is electricity. Motion is in waves. And usually what you see moving is not. The perception comes from the forces applied to that particular central core, which is absolutely still. It can't be any other way. You don't have a bunch of things rolling around like this. You have things going like this. You do not have a central core. You have a central shaft. And therefore, when you start tinkering with a dying metal, because I'll tell you something else. Everything in the universe is metal. Even the electricity comes from metal. You just see metal projected in different elemental forms, in salts, in gases, in combination. And each one in its proper setting is perfectly safe. God gave it to you in perfectly safe, available for you, piles. Uranium ore. Uranium is the metal that creates new earth for organic life. So it sits in the newer places, what you will call the newer places. And it is continually dying. It is exploding, exploding, exploding. And those explosions break down the rock. And the rock itself is broken down. Is a little bit of this metal, a little bit of potassium, a little bit of calcium, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. Regardless of how you see it today, it's frozen. Manifestation is at whatever point of frequency a given mass of substance freezes. Now you pick up your book and you equate to a central item called water. And water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees centigrade. It's a good little working base. But you have elements that don't freeze until you get to 136,000 degrees on either scale. You have some that freeze, and their melting point is 136,000 degrees. This is why you can have no such thing as gravity that you are talking about. Things do not gravitate because there is necessarily a magnetic pull. The magnetic pull comes from everything seeking its own weight, its own density. The apple fell off the tree and onto the ground because it was seeking itself. If it lays on the ground, it will evaporate and the vapor will come back up, seeking itself. Now, we've laid a real trip off on Germain. And he did all this before. He sat with Tesla, he sat with Russell. And Susie said, "What an honor. What an honor to be included." You betcha. You must all be Jews because you are children. Yes. And you don't even have to understand it because at your level of service, you comprehend every bit of it. And it's not important that each of you understands what I just said about gravity. It can make the difference in the survival of a planet if a few understand it. Because if in fact man would turn about, God would give him the knowledge for repairing it. But what you must consider is what you do if that never happens, because the likelihood and probability, my precious friend, is that it will not. The damage is so great. The damage, you see, is to the atmosphere and to the planet. And that has already been tended in the nurturing of the life seeds into which all things return in their own kind, refold into the seed. And the oak tree will be an oak tree from that seed, no matter where it is. If that DNA pattern of the oak tree is removed to Pleiades, to Cirrus, if it falls into an area where it cannot grow, it will not grow. That does not mean that it's not there. The seed of man, of you, will never go. There can be no such thing as death. But there can be damage, which takes a long time for the seed to recover. If it is genetically altered, and the only way to genetically alter it is via nuclear bombardment. Does that mean that if your body dies of cancer, you are nuclear bombarded? Not your soul. But that's where the species is headed. For destruction, which will damage the soul energy form. Or can do so. That's hell, friend. You always wanted to know where hell is and what hell is. That's hell.
What happened?
They spend a very, very long time in recovery, or they simply are gone.
They
can actually be totally so damaged that they cannot regrow. But the seed of man, if just one of you gets off here, can be rebirthed as a man. And since you all come back into the oneness of the wholeness of one, you can never be destroyed, and there can never be death, period. There can be damage to a fragment, and it can either be repaired or removed. But now let me tell you the flip side, and where it appears you're headed. Because you don't find that ones are making great strides for changing this massive plan. In fact, you don't even have any vague idea of what really goes on. As much as we're rising, and by the way, I want to share this. I wrote it, but I want to share it. We've now reached a real new high. You know, in this piece of property up there on the hill on Adam Drive that's in controversy all the time, we're in like 35 lawsuits later over the fact they didn't have a sale on the 24th of May, 3 years ago. The Wanderer's attorney is now appending our expresses into the court documents. Whatever that might have to do with the no sale of a piece of property in Golden Hill. And you will find it even more interesting, the ones that he is appending. The ones who say that the Mossad and the Khazarian elements are real troublemakers. I could not ask for larger favor. Unless, of course, Judge Randall has changed his name to Randallburg. Then we may be in for another miserable day. What is he trying to do? Stop freedom of the press, freedom of speech. Poor soul doesn't know what he's doing, does he? He's lashing out. Well, this is what your world has become. And he can no more help it than he could fly if he jumped off a building. He can't help it. This is the training. But this is why you better prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and we'll work toward whatever we can. Because the way your world is headed, it will blow away, and we will have to encapsulate it. Well, you know, the next thing is, well, what about me? I was a good kid. I did a lot of typing. Oh, brother. You've got your passage, too, don't you, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Is it possible for when a soul person to balance with God and focus on that to protect himself, or will God protect his soul from being damaged and destroyed?
Yes.
Is that the way you protect him?
Yes. It's the only way. You have nothing that can really protect you here. That has to come from a more intelligent source.
Mm-hmm.
And I put up with Desiree. I put up with a lot of stuff from Desiree. When she writes for the best teacher, you know, that you've ever had on your play. But that's all right.
Did a pretty good job now.
Indeed, indeed. We're just about ready to have some higher level discussions in these groups. And that's where you get some real value. We'll call them heavenly committee meetings. Maybe we can do a little better creating than most committees. Be prepared. What they call the ozone depletion is an excuse for not telling you that they have put so much radiation into your stratosphere that it's coming, falling back on you now. And they are so stupid that they believe it. They are so stupid. Some of them are ignorant. They would learn if they had a resource. But because they don't understand it, they have to go with what is printed. And if the printing is incorrect, it is exactly like your Bible. What are you going to work from if you don't know? And if you think that you can contain these broken atoms, then you will work to use this for peaceful purposes. There is no such thing. It will destroy civilization. Well, we'll put it in this cement. It will just destroy the cement and everything around it. We'll put it in this stainless steel drum. We know it will be impervious for 200 years. How do they know? And it won't. It won't. Your seeds are radioactive because they dump this stuff. I want you to read very carefully what's going to come through from yesterday. 1/28 of an ounce requires 8 hours of the Columbia River running if you put 1/28 of an ounce of plutonium in that river.
Excuse me, Commander. Let me change, turn the tape.